Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Hello, friends. I was recently back in New York City. New York, New York! For an exciting red carpet event. Stay tuned on that. And stopped by the most wonderful street vendor to get a snack. Ever since I was little, it thrilled me that you could be walking on the sidewalk and every block or so bump into a cart brimming with goodies. Street vendors are all over the world, selling everything from food and drinks to flowers and merchandise. I'm sure you've come across them on your own journeys. Well, according to research, a lot of the time these vendors are immigrants just trying to get by and support their families. This week, I had the privilege of speaking with a man who makes it his mission to help those vendors. I'm talking about TikTok sensation, changemaker, and all-around force for good, Jesus Morales, aka Juice! Juice has been inspiring his 4.2 million followers to spread kindness since the 2020 shutdown. He uses TikTok to crowdfund donations for local street vendors who struggled during the pandemic and also to uplift the Latinx community in general. Juice surprises these vendors by handing them everything from a large amount of money to a car. He captures such wonderful and positive videos that will make your heart soar. Juice recently teamed up with the new Modelo Spiked Aguas Frescas drink to surprise street vendors by buying out their carts and giving them each $5,000. He also flew them to the Modelo launch party in Las Vegas! Join us as we chat with Juice about his commitment to kindness and making a positive impact both on social media and the world. Normally, I would tell y'all to stay tuned after the interview for your kindness tip of the week, but what's normal anyway? I don't have a kindness tip because, honestly, I've been running on empty, running blind! We moved this week, we've been working, we got our cats neutered, I had to go into the city. I mean, it's been great, great! Sorry, I'm telling you too much TMI, too much information. But, you know what, maybe this is your kindness tip. To give yourself grace, and I'm going to give myself grace by not making myself record a kindness tip. Which I love doing, but I need to relax. Anyway, I love you all. I hope you enjoy this wonderful interview. You can find us on social media at Art of Kindness Pod and at Rob Peter Paul to see more behind the scenes content and just weirdness in general. Without further ado, please enjoy the joyful juice. So excited to talk to you today after seeing all your amazing videos online. You've brought me so much joy just in the digital world, and I admire you, so I can't wait.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. I'm excited for this interview. So,
well, as you probably know, this is the Art of Kindness podcast, so I would love to just start our chat today by getting your definition of kindness. Someone who's always spreading kindness, I would love to know what it means to you.
To me, I think it's just like surprising somebody. Like, my favorite thing is to just like totally throw somebody off and put a smile on their face with just like a small act of kindness. So like my favorite thing to do is that, like, whenever I can, like if I'm at the grocery store and somebody has like one item or two small items, I just pay for it. And then just seeing their smile like light up because they're like, wait, what? Like, this never happened to me before.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like the small things to me, I think, are the ones that really make like those long-term effects. And I think that's what kindness is like really about.
I agree. Yeah, it's all these small things add and make a big change.
Yes.
And have a huge ripple effect. And it is funny because when you surprise people, they don't believe it. It's so funny that our first thought is this real? Is someone tricking me? You know what I mean? It's like, it's hard to accept that. I'm sure you found that. I'm just watching your videos. I see a lot of people taken aback and they don't believe it's real for a second, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah, that's my favorite. And like, yeah, I mean, that's like, that's the coolest part, you know, because like, I guess it's just so it sucks, but it's kind of uncommon for like good things to happen to people sometimes. And so like, that's what throws people back sometimes. They're like, what? Like, why are you giving me this? Or like, why are you doing this? You know? But, but yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful to be able to surprise people and like have them, you know, actually believe in these things, you know, that maybe they only see online and then it finally happens to them and they're just blown away by it, you know?
Yeah. Well, speaking of the surprises that you've gotten so good at over the years, I would love to kind of get down to the why. I know you've talked about it a little and I've read about it and heard about it from the different shows you've been on, but if you could just tell our listeners why you do what you do, I think it's such a beautiful story.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I was actually sitting at home during the pandemic in 2020. I didn't have a job. I was furloughed at the time. And I remember I was creating videos on TikTok just for fun. You know, I was just kind of something to pass the time. However, there came a point in time with like what I was creating just it didn't fulfill me. And like, I kind of hit like a wall. And it wasn't until I came across other creators online that were using their platform to give back to their community in some way or another. And I just thought that was so amazing. And I thought to myself, like, how can I do that? How can I do that? And then it just clicked because I would see my local elote man coming up and down the street every single day, same time. It was like around 3 p.m. And I was like, dude, this guy does not stop hustling. And like, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic and he's just trying to make a living. And I was like, you know what? Like, what if we helped out the street vendor community? Like, I can only imagine how much they're hurting. And so, you know, these other creators were giving away thousands of dollars, but, you know, I was literally unemployed at the time. So I was just like, you know what? Like, I'm going to give this guy $100. Like, that's the most I can do, but like, it's something. Mm-hmm. And so I remember I recorded that video and, you know, the support that I got, people, that's where it really all started. You know, people were just like, yo, like, how can we help? Like, this is amazing. But I don't know, it for me, the street vendor community kind of just like hits home because like if you've ever been to Mexico, like Mexico, there's street vendors all over the place. And so it just reminds me a little bit about my roots. You know, my parents are both from Mexico and they came here. And although they weren't street vendors themselves, I actually just recently found out that my grandmother, may she rest in peace, was a street vendor when she was much younger.
Oh, wow.
And so when my mom told me that, and like, I literally just found that out this year, it was kind of just like a, whoa, like a full circle moment, because it makes her really emotional when she told me that, because, you know, she is gone now, but like what reminds her and like, what like makes her really happy is that like, you know, she kind of brought this full circle moment where like me unknowingly, you know, helping out the street vendor community, you know, I don't know. It just all ties in together. And it's just like really emotional. But yeah, I mean, there's so many levels to it as to why I do it. You know, it just also brings me this happiness when I'm able to surprise somebody. And yeah, I mean, there's multiple reasons to it. Yeah. But the main reason why is just it just kind of hits home for me. So
it's in your blood. I mean, we're all so glad you do it. And it's so wonderful to watch these videos. And we need more people doing this stuff out there. You know, I was on TikTok in the pandemic just doing weird dances and stuff. I mean, you know, so I think it's amazing that you turn that platform into something so positive and powerful. Your next big positive, powerful thing is with Modelo. And I would love if you could just talk us through that partnership. It sounds like it's going to be so epic.
Yes. Yeah. So, as you've heard, Modelo launched their new drink, Modelo Spiked Aguas Frescas, which were inspired by the street vendor community. And I just think it's, you know, this partnership is just absolutely beautiful. Like we're completely aligned on the mission here. You know, I think it's amazing because they actually gave me the opportunity to invite 5 real street vendors, you know, to come try out this new drink that was inspired by them, you know, these people with the fighting spirit. And yeah, so not only that, but Modelo also had a surprise for them. And they actually have given them $5,000 each just for coming onto the trip and coming out with us and, you know, just having a blast, enjoying the new drinks and just being in Las Vegas for the day. So I think that really just says a lot about the brand, you know, because it's not every brand that would do something like this. And actually, you know, not only did they create a product that was inspired by street vendors, but they actually brought real street vendors to come out and try it for themselves. And, you know, everybody loved the drink. It was absolutely amazing. It was just such a good time. And I'm just really grateful for the opportunity that I had with Modelo here.
Do you have a sort of a favorite reaction from, I know over the years you've surprised so many people, but from just this initiative?
Oh yeah. I remember, yeah, it was at the end of the night. So, you know, we had a full day of activities. We were all just hanging out after the Modelo launch event. And we headed back to my hotel. And I said that, you know, we were just going to have some food and just call it a night. But I told them I had one more surprise for them, but they had absolutely no idea. And then when I pulled out all the money, everyone was just like, no way. Like, they were just so blown back because I had no idea that this was coming. And I just told them, like, hey, guys, like, this is on behalf of Modelo. They want to surprise you with $5,000 each. And I mean, all of the reactions were priceless. However, it was one of the vendors. His name was Christian, who owns the taco stand that we invited. And then his mom also came on the trip because she's actually the cashier for his stand. Wow. And it was just such an emotional moment because you could tell, like, Christian was so blown away. And then his mom was just like, in tears, literally, just so happy. And she's like, no, like, I can't believe it. Like, I love you, mijo. Thank you. Thank you. And what also, you know, really like kind of gave me a little bit of a chill is that Christian mentioned that he actually recently had his food truck, but the truck that he used to put all of his equipment in to go to take it to his stand had recently got stolen. Oh. And so he had to buy like this super beat up truck for the time being. And, you know, it was it's not something that he was expecting to spend on, but it just kind of came at like the perfect time. And so, yeah, I don't know. It was an amazing moment. And I was just so excited for that because I just knew that these vendors were going to be so grateful for that.
It's meant to be. And I think one of the most amazing parts of initiatives like that and everything you're doing is that it then inspires the receivers to be kind. So you'll never even know how many people you're actually touching, because then they'll go and do, even if it's just an act of kindness, not monetary, whatever people can do. You know, I think it's such a beautiful ripple effect. And I'm thinking everybody out there, you know, when you take a sip of this amazing new drink, it's like kindness for every sip. You have that extra reminder, you know what I'm saying?
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
You know, you obviously are helping so many people, and we just talked about that ripple effect, but I would love to know an act of kindness that you've experienced that kind of changed your life, if you have a story to share.
Yes. Also, like, another full circle moment. Are you familiar with the YouTuber Faze Rug?
A little bit.
Okay, I know a lot so of them. Faze Rug, yeah. No, it's all good. It's all good. Well, Faze Rug is actually a pretty big YouTuber, and he lives here in San Diego, California as well. And I've been like a fan of him for like probably like 4 or 5 years. And he actually ended up giving me a Tesla on one of his giveaways on YouTube. And it was, I was like blown away. Like to this day, like I still can't believe it. And I never imagined like to, until that day, I didn't think those things were true until it happened to me. And it's just to this day been like the craziest moment of my life. You know, getting a car from a YouTuber, more importantly, one of your like favorite YouTubers. Yeah. So that one is like something that I still can't believe to this day sometimes. And it's something that since that day, I've been wanting to do the same for somebody else. So like one day, if all works well, I want to give away a Tesla to someone as well, like somewhere in the future. So
wow, I love that full circle. Yeah, and you've given away cars, and you've done this for so many people.
Right.
So I love that you can experience the opposite end and feel that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's super special and very important. And I hope everybody, as they're drinking this lovely new drink, can go out there and do an act of kindness too. You know, I really would love to know, I guess, going forward, if you have, well, I guess you sort of just mentioned it, but if you have like an ultimate surprise plan that you would love to pull off.
You know, the thing is, my brain's like always like thinking of like new ideas. And so I'm always trying to find new ways to surprise, you know, our street vendors or just people in general. So I can't think of one off the top of my head, because for like the last few months, this Modelo surprise has been like the only one that has been on my mind.
Yeah.
And so I'm just excited to share with the world very soon on social media, like that surprise in itself. Mm. But other than that Tesla, I guess we'll just have to find out, because I really don't have anything planned as of right now, but I know I'll think of something and, we'll have some new surprises sometime on, my social media soon.
Oh, that's so exciting. You know, and the amazing part of it, I think, that really hits home for people is that you do have this genuine through line of specifically uplifting street vendors and also Latinx community. Any advice out there for listeners on how they can do that in their own life?
Yes. I actually get this question quite often. And, you know, I think it's just a matter of starting somewhere, you know. I remember like when I first came across those other creators online, I was just so inspired. And I was like, I literally want to do that. Like, how do I do it? I was asking myself the same question, but I didn't have $1,000, you know, to my name at the time. Like I couldn't just give that away even as much as I wanted to. But I started with what I could. So I would just recommend like for anybody out there, like if you want to start, you know, something similar to this, it's just start wherever you can. It doesn't have to be anything huge. It doesn't have to be anything super significant. Like just do what you can with what you have. And if you really are very like genuinely passionate about it, there's always going to be a way for you to continue doing it. And if you're consistent with it, you'll eventually, like, especially if you do this online, you will eventually find your community and you will find people that are willing to want to help and that will believe in you. And that will take you to places that you may never have expected to be in, such as myself. Like I'm in this position right now in this interview with you right now, Robert, talking about a partnership I've done with Modelo, which is my favorite brand. And it's like, it's crazy. To this day, I can't believe like the places that I've been. I never expected anything in return, but I feel absolutely blessed. And I just, if anybody's out there listening to this, your life can be changed with social media, and you can also change the lives of others through social media. It doesn't all have to be, you know, just bad. You know, you see a lot of bad stuff online, but you can be that positivity, you know, for someone, even if it's just with one video, even if you just give them a smile for a moment, a stranger online. Not only do you help someone like on the street, if you decide to help someone on the street, but if you know, you post these videos, someone sees it, and you can also make someone online smile. There's a lot of controversy behind that, you know, like posting the acts of kindness, but I think it inspires people at the end of the day. And no matter what, I think people just should go for it. If this is something that they want to do, go for it.
And at the end of the day, you are spreading kindness and joy, I think, no matter what. So that's what the whole controversy boils down to for me. And I love that you just approach it with such a genuine attitude. I feel like I've just been saying wow this whole conversation. So everybody take a sip of Modelo every time I say wow, because I've said it about you're probably drunk. No, you're not. But yeah, I just really am in awe of you. And I was going to ask you for, you know, a final question, a kindness tip to share. But I think that probably is one, just spreading positivity on social media. And I know we're almost out of time. So, you know, I appreciate that. I think that was really powerful advice. And, you know, everything you're doing is so wonderful. So keep doing it, because we need people like you in this social media universe that are spreading the sunshine.
I appreciate that, Robert. No, well, thank you so much for your time. And yeah, I mean, it was a blast talking to you. And I'll definitely make sure to check out your podcast, because definitely want to
check us out. We've actually Isaiah Garza, a fellow kindness social media.
Oh yeah,
was on here. We have all sorts of fun people. Yeah, you know, you guys are just, you're like titans. So thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing, and I appreciate all of you.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.